Immigration rights advocates across the U.S. say they've seen few signs of the ICE raids that Trump administration officials had warned would begin Sunday. But a senior administration official told CNN that parts of the ICE deportation operation began Saturday and would be expanded into other cities over the coming days. President Trump said yesterday that the raids had started and had been, quote, very successful. What happens from a legal perspective following a raid? We're joined now by Harry DeMille, immigration attorney based in New York City. Harry, explain what goes down with a raid.
The details that we do have say that they're going after people with deportation orders. These people have either come here illegally or overstayed their visa. They've been through here and they've been ordered out of the country and they've disappeared. And now immigration wants to enforce those orders. To me, this seems like a totally reasonable way to proceed.
So this is knock-knock, it's ICE, show us documents or come with us? Is that how it works?
No, it's going to be come with us. It's going to be you've had your day in court. You've been ordered to leave the country. You refuse to follow the order, and it's time to go.
And so we're looking at deportation or detention here, and that's, I think, where lawyers may come in. And they'll try to do what?
Well, any good lawyer will try to get their client out of detention first, try to find some reason to hold up the actual deportation. That's what I would do if one of these people were my clients. With that said, it's a Pyrrhic victory if you stop a deportation and the government decides to hold your client until the case is litigated. The client could be sitting in jail for weeks or months. If there's a final order of deportation, you better have a good plan or it's going to be a waste of time and money.
All right. So we have this like a catch and release program, right? Is there a potential that happens again? I mean, if you get a good attorney and they say, you know what, there does seem to be some gray area here. We'll detain you, but then release you because there are rules about how long we can hold you. I mean, could that happen?
It could happen. If I were a betting man, though, I would say that they're targeting people who they know should have left, should have been deported, and who they can easily deport. And I'm pretty sure they also have the space for them. If they didn't, it would make no sense to pick them up just to release them again.
Yeah. So how does an attorney fight that? That strikes me as black and white. You were told to leave. You have not left. Therefore, you are in direct violation of U.S. law.
Well, one way to do it is people who had political asylum claims. An attorney might file an affidavit saying that things have changed in their home country again so that their political situation is worse than it was, and they would require the court to look into it.
We're speaking with Harry DeMille, immigration attorney based in New York City, talking about the ICE raids. A lot of these folks, I presume, you would have experience with this, would just come back later if they get deported, no?
Well, some will. Yeah, many will. Many will. But it's a crime to come back to the United States after you've been deported. And up until some years ago, people who were picked up in that situation were sentenced to about 2 years in federal detention, separate from immigration detention. That doesn't seem to be enforced now the way it used to be.
Do you anticipate getting some calls to help these folks?
I probably will get a few calls. And quite frankly, if I don't think a client has a very good case, I would turn them down. But quite frankly, I'm going to say that most lawyers will take the cases anyway. Number one, they get paid for it.
Yeah.
And number two, a lot of lawyers have the attitude that the clients deserve a day in court. And some of them don't realize that they've already had their day in court.
So can some of these lawyers, I mean, can they leave the politics aside here? I guess that's their job. But I mean, ICE is coming after you because you broke the law.
Correct. And put it this way, a criminal, no matter how guilty, is entitled to a day in court. But at some point, that you've had your day, and it's time to move on, be sentenced, repent, do what needs to be done. And what needs to be done here is most of these people to be removed from the United States. The problem with the system is it takes so long. It takes so many years. You file a political asylum case. You could be here for 6 years. On a basically a meritless claim. And at the end of 6 years, and you say, well, it's hard on me. I got married, I had a kid, I have a job now. And the problem with the American law is we're not enforced. We don't have the resources to do what we need to do as quickly as we need to do it.
Yeah. The logistics seem difficult because there are more who are supposed to have left this country than there are agents who can probably round them up.
Clearly, that's correct. And unless the government decides to put more resources in this area, we'll never be able to fix the problem.
Any of these raids ever get violent?
Violent? I guess there are some. Once in a while you hear something. Generally, people go along with the ICE agents. They get caught.
Thanks, Harry. Harry DeMille, immigration attorney based in New York City.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.